In today's Gospel, Jesus ordered his disciples, "Give them something, food yourselves." Then Jesus performs the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them who were reclining. I have one question to all of you. Your answer, yes or no? Do you want your blessings to multiply? Yes or no? How about here? Yes or no? Okay, thank you. And in my own reflection, and I have my question, how do blessings multiply? There are three ways in my own reflection if we want our blessings to multiply. And I will put an acronym to understand. First, O. O stands for open. If you want your blessings to multiply, you want to be open. Open your hands. Open-handed means generous. People who are open-handed give freely and kindly. Whether you are donating money, giving gifts, or offering help, now, can you try to close your hands? And later, you can open. So, are you comfortable being close or open? Close or open? Open. So, it means you are generous. So, if you are comfortable being close, it means you are a boxer. You want to fight. And you can't receive the blessing if your hands always close. We need to be open. Not only to open our hands, but of course, we need to open our heart. Open your hands and hearts to begin to be generous, compassionate, and kind. We should all open our hearts and do something to help our brothers and sisters. Give more to others. The first and most important thing you can do is give what you want to other people. So the first point, if you want to multiply your blessing, open. Second, S. What is S? S stands for share. After you open your hands and hearts, you need to share. The small sharing of the young man in the gospel reading, feed the 5,000 men. God can make much of what we share. By sharing them to and with others, Jesus is generous and compassionate. Because of the generosity of Jesus, from 5 loaves and 2 fish, a multitude of about 5,000 men was fed. The blessings and graces we receive from God shows us how much He loves us. To show our gratitude, we may do better to others by sharing what we have. So second, after opening your hands and hearts, you need to share. After sharing, the last point, if you want to multiply your blessing, G. What is G? G stands for give. And I have my own acronym regarding the word give. G stands for generosity. I stands for intention. And V stands for value. And E stands for emotion. Give from the heart with good intention, value, and with emotion. We cannot give what we do not have. If you truly want to be generous, then you have to give and don't want something expect in return. Expect the unexpected. The more you give, the more you will receive. It's better to give than to receive. You should give simply because you want to give. If you're only giving to impress other people, then you are not really being generous. You are selfish. You want something in return. If you give God your talent, time, and treasure, He multiplies it. If you give Him your money or food, He multiplies that too. Jesus is the most perfect example of generous giver. He is always open. He knows how to share and give. He's given us His generous love and generous blessing. There is a difference between sharing and giving. If you say sharing is giving something to another, while giving is transferring possession to other. So, three ways to multiply our blessing. First, open. After opening, sharing and giving, like the young boy in the gospel. From 5 loaves, Jesus fed the 5,000 men. And I have a question for your reflection today. So you can look at your hands, left and right. Your question: are you selfish or generous?